Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue. WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, one person has died in the wildfires burning out of control in the Panhandle. The smokehouse fire, now the largest in state history. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in the town of Fitch.
Homes reduced to ash. Mallory Wilhelm raised her five kids in their home of 11 years.
When you first put eyes on it, how'd that hit you?
Oh, made it feel real. Didn't feel real. It still kind of doesn't feel real. Just gut-wrenching.
President Biden in Texas today. He'll be discussing the migrant crisis at the border and calling on Congress for more funding. Former President Trump also visiting the Texas border for a campaign event. House lawmakers set to vote on a temporary spending bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow. The Senate must also approve the stopgap measure. A day after Mitch McConnell announced he'll step down from the leadership role in November, Senator John Cornyn officially announcing he's in the running to replace McConnell as party leader. This is ABC News. Ford is joining forces with the nation's largest and most well-placed electric vehicle charging network.
Owners of Ford EVs will be able to use much of Tesla's vast charging network in the U.S. and Canada as a deal that was reached between the companies last year becomes a reality. Tesla's network turned on for Ford EVs this week. There is a hitch, though. Current Ford EV owners will need to get an adapter to use Tesla's plug. Ford says it'll provide those adapters for free but won't ship them until March. Ford also says its future EVs will come with Tesla connectors starting next year. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Today's February 29th. That means it's Leap Day, but it's also Rare Disease Day, a day to bring attention to illnesses that can often be overlooked. Those with rare diseases say it's important to speak out for more support, funding, and research for those rare conditions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Two Rivers say they're getting more tips and information about a missing 3-year-old boy since the FBI offered a $15,000 reward. Volunteer searchers combed several areas around Manitowoc County yesterday. Elijah Vu has been missing since Tuesday of last week. Law enforcement is still asking for the public's help. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's largest source of carbon emissions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but that's what reality is right now. Move on. Every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69, but one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want. Getting
Jack. I got the fever.
Was Jack FM's first rodeo, so we need to take a breather.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to NewNordicUSA.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the mid-30s. Winds will become a bit breezy, though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow, too, we'll climb into the 50s. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
If we didn't know better, we'd swear this sounds like a bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. At the cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy for Khrushchev. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Little man from China went down to Geisha Minor. I've been again incidentally with that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. The girl she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Jack FM, playing what we want.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kinda gets like feeling bad. Looks good.
This next segment is part of Jack FM's Get Rich Slow Scheme.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the mid-30s. Winds will become a bit breezy, though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow, too, we'll climb into the 50s. Right now, it's 17.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
It's a little bit funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was while you're in the world.
Say you don't like Jack FM, but your polygraph results suggest otherwise.
Ride up off the street.
Jack, you want proof? Well, here I am.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it.
Jack FM stopped playing what we want, we wouldn't know what to do with our hands.
Search for